News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I'm joined now by Eoghan Reedy, the General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that you may not yet have heard and to give analysis on some of those that you have. Where we start off with is something of a success for Shane Ross, because Shane Ross has just written an excellent book about the history of RTE through to the present time, entitled Saints, Scholars and Scandals. And he did an interview with Pat Kenny and some other publicity around it. And just when you thought he might run out of publicity, Ryan Tuberty is helping him out.
Yes, good morning, Anton. It looks like this could end up in the courts, an allegation of defamation. The book is called Saints, Scholars and Scandals. It features a picture of Gay Byrne, Marion Finucane and Tuberty in a less than subtle order, as the article says. I suppose it could have been worse. It did. The original title was Saints, Scholars, Sinners and Scandals, and it had a photo of Tuberty and his agent, an illustration, a cartoon type illustration.
Which was removed following legal approaches by Noel Kelly and Ryan Tuberty, as I understand.
I believe so, but I don't think that's the end of it, because according to the article, Ryan Tuberty's solicitors are still considering the issue. I think the book will do very well. Shane Ross is obviously a very popular writer, his journalist background, that kind of quite page-turning flair, and people seem to be obsessed with RTE at the moment. But there's stuff in the book, it seems, from the article about Ryan Tuberty's marriage breakup, his parents' divorce, and I kind of question, do we really need that? Yes, his background, the fact that his father was involved in setting up RTE, and his Fianna Fáil background, that's all fine, but I think people's private lives, is it really necessary? It's a bit salacious, it seems to me.
And it seems that part of the reason that the lawyers were called in was because Ryan Tuberty didn't want to be associated with the RTE scandal in any degree beyond that which he saw as what was the actual, what was deserved. I suppose this is now something of the Streisand effect in action, isn't it? Because this is going to put him squarely back into where he's trying not to be.
Very much so. And, you know, from his perspective, I think after the public accounts and the media committee, he is seen as the poster boy of this scandal, whether he likes it or not, I think, in the public conscience. And that may be somewhat unfair.
Meanwhile, there is speculation about the next person to take his former job, because Patrick Keelty has yet to re-sign for the Late Late, and the bookies have a new favourite.
They do, and I kind of think, does anybody really care? I mean, maybe I'm not the demographic the Late Late shows after, but I don't watch it anymore, and I'm 53. I watched it as a young fella. I remember, you know, Peter Ustinov and Spike Milligan, these incredible people being on the show. I know media has changed. Obviously, that type of show has changed, but it's time really to lay it to rest and develop a new chat show that has no legacy with the Late Late Show. It was something wonderful. It was a defining thing in the Irish home and in our politics and our culture, but it no longer does that. And I think we should leave it.
If it does continue on, and of course there's a big commercial imperative for it to continue on, but if it does continue on, who is it that Ladbrokes thinks is going to be the next host?
Miriam O'Callaghan, and it'll be fascinating, because if the bookies are also right, will she interview the next leader of Fianna Fáil and her brother? You'd like to think that they wouldn't be able to do that, but then who knows? But I think let it lie, RIP, the Late Late Show.
And I believe Jennifer Zamparelli is quoted as well as saying that she has ruled herself out of...
yourself out as well?
Oh, I might rule myself out on a daily basis.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Meanwhile, there's good news for all of us. Stephen Hawking's father was disappointed with him academically.
Yes, I mean, this is fascinating. And I think this article tells us a lot more about his father than it does about the son. He says when he was 19, he said Stephen hung around the house with little initiative and does not study much. So I think there's hope for many parents out there listening in this morning if they're concerned that their 19-year-old son or daughter hangs around the house and doesn't study much. I think what was fascinating was this is from a diary that was encoded on the Greek alphabet. And the father, when he was asked why, he said, I didn't want my diary or my journal to get into the hands of enemies. So this tells us a lot more about the father and the son. And tragically, he says when Stephen's first child was born in May 67, the father said, everything is so slow and long drawn out. The grandson's speech is difficult to understand. I'm very sorry for him and I'll do all I can, but I don't enjoy being with him. So certainly, I'd say it was a tough environment to grow up in. High achiever and some, but that tells us more about Stephen Hawking's father than
him or his son. It doesn't suggest laid-back warmth, does it?
It does not.
In Further news on Iran overnight. There's reports of strikes on Iran targeting missile sites, targeting boats. All of the while, this comes when we were theoretically advancing towards peace. It wouldn't seem like we're getting anywhere quickly.
No, I mean, this is a tragedy since February. Trump's kind of ridiculous incursion into Iran, his latest international escapade, when he was the very president who said America first won't go beyond these borders. It seems he's kind of getting off on the highs of what he did in Venezuela and what he's trying to do in Cuba. I mean, Trump's all over the place. One day it's peace in our time. The next day he's going to obliterate the civilization that is Iran. And you see the stocks and shares and the oil prices up and down. I think the one thing that is clear, Anton, is that whenever this is over, and it will end, I think we'll be in a worse place than we were before the 28th of February, because the Iranians are not going to allow people go through the Straits of Hormuz without them being toll collectors. And Trump has created this. And I think the world and the Western world needs to look at Trump and realize that he's a menace and that he's making things worse for everybody and not forget that.
Owen, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Owen Reedy, General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.